from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just be okay with the honesty, which is physically A+, arm talent A+, career accomplishment B, performance in the biggest games of his career up and down. And if we show you Brew, throw out his first year, not fair, it's his rookie year, throw out his second year when he kind of turned the page. How has he been just as a passer since he became an MVP candidate? Since that MVP level year when he was fourth, middle of the pack. So he is a wildly talented, flawed player, which is what this NFL exec said. And guys get called idiots for that because they don't want a fan fiction on what the playoffs have been. So I agree with the guy.
Wrong.
But not in the playoffs.
Yes. But in fairness.
But not in the playoffs.
He has, in the most important games, he did not play well against Cincinnati at home 2 years ago.
He did not.
He did not play well 2 years ago in the playoffs against Cincinnati.
You also wouldn't say he lost in that game, though, would you? Nobody showed up for that game.
But here's the thing.
So I'm not absolving him of that game. He did not play well at all.
Played well in that game. I hate, and passer rating is such.
Well, okay, here's the real problem.
A word I can't even use on air. It's bullcrap.
Peter, we'll get to your call. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, we're less than a week out from training camp. So now's the time. We get out our. The remaining, it's like you don't have a dog right now, right? Have you ever had a dog?
No.
You know dog zoomies, though?
Yes.
You know what those are? Dog zoomies. This is us right now at the end of the off season. When a dog gets tired at the end of the day, zoomies, where they go nuts, running laps around the house, around the yard. It's, if you ever read about what that is, it's they're getting out the leftover energy that they weren't able to get out during the day. That's us right now. This is our Josh Allen, Bill Zoomies at the end of the offseason. And in that clip, what is driving me insane about this Allen discourse, it's not even that there's Allen criticism. I don't care about that. I'm not usually someone that's like, oh, I gotta come grab my sword and shield, come to the defense of Josh Allen. But it's mind-boggling that we're just going to ignore the difference in that clip. By Nick Wright. Nick Wright is smarter than this. Even as the professional wrestling Bills troll that he is smarter than this, which is why it's driving me nuts. The point, he even says it there. He says it's about the playoffs, biggest games, up and down. Do you know the two graphics he put on the TV? when he's talking there. The two graphics he put up were passer rating in the regular season and then turnovers in the regular season. What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're one on the flip side, we are very convenient to just, well, we're just gonna do the passing. Ignore the rushing. We're not gonna do QBR, which includes the rushing element, which is such a big part of Allen's game. Also, we're just gonna conveniently say middle of the pack, when those 4 years where he said middle of the pack, okay, two of them are true. He went 4th, 16th, 8th, 16th. And that's just passer rating, again, not including the rushing. All right, so we're gonna ignore the rushing. And again, we're going to put up the turnover graphic and say that that is even imply to anybody that's watching these shows that somehow turnovers are part of the reason, Allen's turnovers are part of the reason the Bills have not gone further in the playoffs. There is nothing that could be further from the truth. He has the lowest interception percentage in the history of the freaking sport in the postseason. I can't believe it. I mean, I guess I can believe it. Ah, Peter in Massachusetts next up. What's up, Peter? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. Morning.
Okay. So last year, you know, so the defense was really riddled with injuries. You know, they were getting beat up the whole KC game. But when it mattered, you know, McDermott, he did with duct tape and bungee cord. And when it mattered, the last two stops of the game, last two KC possessions of the game, he stopped them. Twice the offense had a chance. It wasn't just a Diggs play. They had two full sets of downs to make a play and take the lead in that game. And they were 0-for-2. They failed. The defense, you can't put that on McDermott. When it mattered, and they made two stops right there in a row. Who's to say they didn't make? They wouldn't make a third.
You
stop
absolutely can put it on the defense. They got lucky.
How confident, Peter, are you? They would have stopped.
They weren't confident. They faked a punt in their own territory with DeMar Hamlin. They were not confident they were going to stop him, Peter.
How do you know that?
Because they faked a punt. They literally right there told you, we can't stop them. We're faking a punt.
They stopped them two times. So the time they stopped them.
They were not confident, Peter. Peter, if they were confident, they would have punted the ball.
Well,
let me tell you this, Peter. Hold on before you go. Right here, here's the last three possessions before that stop. 10 plays, 60.
Do you want to take the lead, or do you not want to take the lead?
Well, you want to.
They didn't want to take the lead. They settled for a field goal.
But they had two chances. They could have taken the lead either time.
What?
Gone for it. They had many chances to take the lead, and they failed.
I don't know that they
didn't.
Many. I have to go back in that game.
It was almost a two. Let me go through it right now for you. Yeah. End of the second quarter. 6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown.
Peter, hold on.
Let me walk through this really quick because. Peter, hold on. Peter, hold on.
Sure.
6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. The only reason the Bills stayed in this game was because the offense was creating 15 and 20 play drives to keep the ball away from the Kansas City Chiefs. 6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. 8 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Those were the two possessions that the Kansas City Chiefs had to go up 27-24 after the Bills took a 24-20 lead. The Bills then went, turned the ball over on downs, 4 plays, 7 yards. The next play, the Chiefs went 2 plays for 31 yards, and Mecole Hardman fumbled the football. It was a freak fumble. Any other player has the ball in his hands for the Chiefs, the Bills don't get the ball back, and they're down 2 scores. This is not on the offense. It is, and listen, there is a perfectly logical excuse for the defense. AJ Klein was playing. But to me, it is irrelevant to the conversation that it has been the defense that has let the Bills down. It's not because Josh Allen, he has not lost in the game. Regardless of the injuries, it is a good excuse, but it's irrelevant to the conversation because it's still the defense did not come up when they needed to. In my opinion, if the Bills were truly confident that their defense was capable of getting a stop in that game, Sean McDermott told you, he told everybody, I'm not confident that my defense, as currently constructed, can stop Patrick Mahomes when it matters.
More than that, he told you the whole game that he didn't think he could stop the Chiefs based on what their offensive game plan was. Their offensive game plan was designed around keeping the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands.
Correct.
And there was absolutely nothing
12 plays, the Chiefs 15 plays, yeah, and 16 plays.
Short passing, running the ball. I've always had a problem with that game plan. Like, I know that it did keep them in a game. Right, it took Poyer. Poyer made a great play, by the way. Like, that fumble is, it can be two things, a great play and lucky. Jordan Poyer made an amazing play to keep that football game alive by punching the ball out from Mecole Hardman. They got lucky. The ball, though, went out of bounds in the end zone. That ball could have gone anywhere.
Correct.
That ball could have gone out of bounds at the 1 yard line, and then they were going to score.
Right.
So you did need some luck after the great play. But McDermott and the Bills coaching staff, Joe Brady, they all told you from the beginning of the game they didn't think they could stop Kansas City because their whole game plan was around keeping the ball out of his hands. And as the game went on, that continued and continued and continued. And it was proven right because they knew they didn't have the linebackers. They didn't have the guys healthy to do it. And I would have liked to see, like, okay, if you're going to go down swinging. You were going to go down anyway. Look at their game plan. They should have lost by more than one score in that football game, playing the way they did. Let Allen go Superman mode. You kind of need him to. I don't know how else you think you're beating them. And again, they came close. So it's a credit to them that they were even able to get that close. But to me, that game with the linebackers, it's only a part of the bigger picture. They can't stop Mahomes in the playoffs. And other teams, even only being for like a half at a time, have figured it out. They've somehow been able to do it. The Bengals did it in the second half of an AFC Championship game. The Ravens kept themselves in a game, holding the Chiefs to 3 points in the final three quarters of this last AFC Championship game. That offense was not the same last year. And the Bills still couldn't keep them in check. They couldn't keep them in check at all. 9 yards per attempt. Peter, thanks for the call. Like, I don't completely disagree with you. They did stop them twice. One element that I'll always point out here of why they stopped them on that second drive after the Poyer fumble, they had Dorian Williams in the game, who was much more athletic. And Mahomes scrambled out of the pocket on third down, and Williams chased him to the sidelines and made him throw it away. And had A.J. Klein been in the game, Mahomes might have beat him to the sideline, got a first down. So they made a personnel shift, or made one personnel change that I thought they should have done before the game. They should have had Williams in there the whole time. Yes, he would have made mistakes, but you knew Klein wasn't going to cover Travis Kelce in space. Williams, I mean, again, he was probably going to get torched, but maybe you would have got a splash play or two to make up for it. Bill Zoomies. These are our Bill Zoomies before training camp starts next week. Let's go to, who's next up here? Mark in Tonawanda. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Hey, so that Diggs has to catch that ball, right? I mean, I think we struggle with this Mahomes PTSD, 13 seconds, Kelce beating us on the same freaking play every single time. It's just slant left, slant right. He is uncoverable. But I just think that we have to start holding these plays. Like, it's okay to say that Diggs should have caught that ball. If Tyler, we yep. can't use, oh, well, Mahomes would have scored. We don't know that. That's what we want in home field. It's windy as heck.
Can I jump in? That's sure. why, like, Nate. Sure. Nate's very much in, like, you think that play, like, just didn't matter to the end result.
Yeah,
and I agree. I think it might not have. I don't know. The thing, Mark, that if well, we really wanted
we
to go deep.
To say that it doesn't matter is.
Well, because there's some plays where I feel like you can. They're so likely.
Oh, I'm not defending Diggs in this. I'm just. Where I want to point out to this play, because Mark, what I think you did was basically formulate my thoughts onto why I wouldn't believe that the Bills had a stop in them. Because here's the thing. They kicked a field goal. It's a tied game. They've got a minute 40. And it's not just that I'm using history or recency bias against the Bills to assume that Patrick Mahomes is going to go down the field and score.
This is where I was going.
He does it against everybody.
This is where I was going with that. Those two plays are very different for me because of the time on the clock. If they kick the field goal with Bass, the game's over. I have no doubt about it. Mahomes is getting in range. This is where I'm at. This is actually the defense being so bad in that game makes me think they would still had a chance. Had Diggs caught the football and run in for a touchdown, I think it's more than 3 minutes, by the way. I think I got to pull up the all 22. I think there's like
saying when,
six.
When the player Diggs pads his chest and says, I'm him, and he's been an issue off the field. And every time he wants the ball, he's our number one guy. When it mattered most, he never did anything for us. And I'm sure they're scheming against him. And that's our whole offense was either Josh Allen running or throwing it to Diggs, and that wasn't working. I'm just so sick of these like bailouts. But I'm going to put my own bailout. I want instead of the fake punt to DeMar Hamlin, let's get the best quarterback in the NFL in short yardage.
And you take him off the field.
You don't take that guy off the field. You know what that's on? That's on stinking McDermott.
Yeah.
So I'm sick of all these free passes that, I feel like we give these players and these coaches. Like I said the other day, I think McDermott's seat shouldn't be hot. But it's got to be getting warm, man. We have Josh Allen. He's the second best quarterback in the league. And I am just so sick of losing the same team in the playoffs every year. And I don't know, man. This Zoomies thing is going to be all wild before I play 18. I'm going to hang up.
Bye. Yeah. Thanks, Mark, for the call. Let me ask you, Nate. He wants Diggs partially on the hook for that game. And what I was getting to, by the way, just to round out my point.
I don't disagree.
I think they might have still won the game because I think there were I gotta find the exact number. I think there were 6 minutes on the clock when Diggs dropped the football.
I will tell you that for certainty there was 6 minutes and 40 seconds on the clock. When that drive started, that was the first play of the drive.
I think the Chiefs would have scored quickly enough, the Bills would have got the ball back.
Maybe.
And that's where I think the game wouldn't have been over. But, and it might not have, but whereas the field goal, I don't. But let me ask you about Diggs, because he says free passes there, and a lot of that's about McDermott, but he groups Diggs into that too. How much do you blame Diggs for their season's ending when his numbers, like, to me, I don't really put this on him a lot, because I think there were reasons for this and he was still making an impact on the game. But in the four games they were eliminated in Diggs' career, 3 for 21, 4 for 35, 3 for 7, 6 for 77, and not a single touchdown.
Yeah.
When I made the Thanos Avengers analogy, I grouped Kelce into that. Kelce elevates in the postseason. I'm not necessarily saying it's Diggs' fault that they've lost, but I also don't feel like you can say Diggs was elevating in those games. You definitely, with his numbers being those, you cannot say that.
No doubt. I think it's two separate conversations, though. I think it's, that Stephon Diggs did not perform to the standard that we expect Stephon Diggs to have when the games mattered most, and also that it definitely hindered them from getting to a Super Bowl in 2021. It definitely hindered them from, in my opinion, beating Cincinnati at home. I think that him dropping the football was irrelevant to the final score of that football game. It was a huge moment and a deflating moment. They also, after that, had 15 more plays that they drove down the field and took 5 minutes, 4.5 minutes off the clock.
One of which.
That drop, to me, was a blessing in disguise. Because it allowed for them to start taking time off the clock, and they didn't convert a fourth down play or a third down play that I think ultimately was the reason that they lost, is because they did not convert the I think they had to throw the foot. It was 3rd and 9, and it says Josh Allen passing complete, deep right, thrown away. I can't remember the play.
Oh, I remember. Is that on the last set before they kicked the field goal?
3rd and 9, yeah.
I don't remember exactly what that play was.
I know that there was an incomplete to the deep middle to Khalil Shakir. That was the one where he should have thrown it to Diggs, but threw it to Shakir, correct?
Yes. And that play, like, Diggs would have made up for it. In part.
Yes.
That play, he gets them down in, what, around the 10-15-yard line?
That's the play.
First down?
That's the play.
That is one of the plays. I was, right after that game, that the season ended against Kansas City this past season, right after that game, I was almost more mad about the 3rd and 9 than I was about the first down play where he went to Shakir. And the reason why was on that 3rd and 9, it felt like the Bills admitted. They called timeout. Or no, it was 2 minute warning. So 2 minute warning, TV timeout. Allen goes back to the sideline. And he, Sean McDermott, Joe Brady, whoever else is involved, they're talking, right? And whatever that conversation was, I don't like how it ended. Because on 3rd and 9, your quarterback that has been known to play hero ball once in a while in his career, if not even too much sometimes, on 3rd and 9, he threw the football away.
Mm-hmm.
And said, okay, field goal's okay here. Where did that come from?
I'm sure that was the conversation.
That would be my guess.
Don't force
I don't
anything.
Know.
We're good with the field goal here.
I want to know where that came from. Was it the coach? Was it the coordinator? Was it the quarterback's head himself? Who decided in that moment that a throwaway is okay here? Because to me, as I said, the second Tyler Bass takes a step on the field, the football game is over. I don't care if he made the field goal or didn't. The game is over. You're not stopping Mahomes from going 30 yards and kicking a field goal. Come on. Let's be smart about this. We know by now. We know how that game was going. They were not stopping him. So, 3rd and 9, go watch that playback. There were chances to try to fit the ball in somewhere. Kincaid is open 7 yards down the field. I don't know that he would have leaned forward enough to get the first down. It would have been close, but if he doesn't, it's 4th and 1, it's 4th and 2, and then come on, let's go, man. Let's go get it. We're not kicking the field goal. We're going to keep this clock running. We're going to go get a touchdown. If we're kicking a field goal, it's going to be with 0 seconds on the clock when we have no other options. Go watch that playback. I mean, he could have forced it to Gabe. That one would have been a lot tougher. Kincaid was the play. Kincaid is there, and it felt like Allen didn't want to take the risk. He wanted to throw it away and take the field goal. There were a lot. Diggs is culpable for the drop, and Bass is culpable for the miss. I don't think it would have affected the end result either that much, especially the Bass kick. And I think there are a lot of culpabilities in that football game.
I think Allen wears a little bit. The throw to Shakir was the wrong decision. The throwaway was the wrong decision. I think Sean McDermott wears culpability in this game. The fake punt was egregious. Egregious. If you're going to go for it, leave Josh Allen on the field. So it was, again, this is sort of the conversation about who to blame. In some of these games, there is so much blame to go around for losing that Kansas City game that to blame solely Allen is... You have to do mental gymnastics to get to a place where you say, this is Allen's fault, because there's so many other guys that wear responsibility in that game. The AFC Championship game in 2021, I don't remember a lot of it, but I'm going to tell you what. They lost by 2 scores. It was a 3-score game in the fourth quarter. They got blown out by the Chiefs.
They should have.
They got blown out by the Chiefs.
The final score was by 3 points. I don't think you're allowed to say they were blown out.
In the AFC Championship?
Oh, sorry, AFC Championship.
I'm talking 2021. And then the Cincinnati Bengals game. They didn't show up for that game. They talked all offseason about how if they just had gotten a chance to play, since all of us did, just get a chance to play Cincinnati at home in the AFC the AFC Championship game. It's a breeze. We're walking into the Super Bowl, and we're the ones facing the Rams, and maybe it's a different outcome. And then the Bengals came in here and punched you in the mouth with absolutely no response from this team. They were lifeless. They didn't show up to play. There was drama before the game, and then after the game with Diggs and Allen, and the pouting on the sideline. And the demonstrative hand signals and all this other stuff. It just is, this team has been incredibly disappointing. The team, not Josh Allen. At times, Josh has been part of the problem, but largely he has been successful despite the rest of his team, the coaches, and generally the organization has failed to take advantage of moments. And especially that Cincinnati Bengals game left a really bad taste in my mouth about Sean McDermott. Mm-hmm. His ability to get this team ready to play in those big moments, and the defense getting absolutely burned in that game, and Josh Allen did not have his best game. So, I don't know. There's a lot of blame to go around for me, and it doesn't start with Josh Allen, that's for sure.
Bill Zoomies, your dog running around in the yard or in the house at the end of a day because he's got to get all the leftover energy out. That's basically what we're doing here, looking back at these last couple of years. And again, the origin of this is for this week, it all started with one anonymous executive saying the words, Allen's one of the most overrated players in the league, pointing out turnovers, pointing out certain flaws, and then the domino effect that is created. The origin really here is, for me, I'm not even saying McDermott is bad in every game in the playoffs defensively. I don't think he's been bad in every game. I don't think Diggs was bad in every playoff game. I don't think that their defense, Frazier, their offensive line, the running backs, all of it. I don't think they've all been bad in every game. But I'm left to feel like right now, Patrick Mahomes has the benefit of everybody around him. Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Steve Spagnuolo. You can point to it tangibly that all of those men elevate when you get to the postseason, just like Mahomes does. And I feel like Allen is elevating, and he's looking around for somebody else to step their game up. Not just be as good as you are in the regular season, not take a small step back, not be, you know, up and down with your performance. Can someone else around Josh Allen elevate consistently when you get to the postseason?
How about this?
Like Mahomes has it and he doesn't.
I know we got to take a break. Let me take this one step further. It's not about one player elevating. It's about the team playing its best football at the end of the season in the playoffs, and they did it 1 year, and it was 2022.
Yeah.
And they that to me is why people felt confident they were going to beat the Bengals. They were not playing their best football going into that Bengals divisional round at home. They had just come off a historic performance against the New England Patriots. They had like a historical offensive
performance. Which game?
That's
13 seconds.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
They had come off historical performance in 2021 going into that 2022 season, right. 2022 playoff. That was their chance. That was them finally playing their best football in January. And every other year they've been in it, they have not been playing their best football. And I think it's more of a cumulative team look at they have not elevated and played their best football rather than just one or two guys needing to play better. They have not been playing their best. And the time they were, they freaking blew it.
Rich is right to point out on Twitter, Gabe Davis did elevate in the playoffs. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
That one game.
Yeah, he had a good game against the Colts too, right? Like, there's
but
a couple
that one
others,
game.
But the one game was it, and that's the one they should have won.
Yes,
and he's not even one of your most important players. Rory McIlroy is 5 over on his last 3 holes. He's collapsing.
The winner and runner up of the U.S. Open are a combined +11 through 23 holes.
Wow. DeChambeau 6 over, McIlroy is currently 5 over. He just just went bogey, par, bogey, double bogey on his last 4 holes. 803-0550 is the phone number. Open Championship continuing. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you when we come back. We've got Kyle Brandt coming up in an hour from NFL Network. That'll be fun. We'll get in with Kyle at 9:30. Until then, plenty of time for your phone calls. Bill Zoomies. All that energy you might have ramped up or left over from the offseason, the loss to Kansas City last year in the playoffs. Let us know what you think. 803-0550 is the phone number here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's an idiot, that source, respectfully. I don't mean to be like, that's moronic to say, first of all. Greeny, in the last four seasons, the only quarterback that has a better plus-minus turnover-to-touchdown ratio is Patrick Mahomes. So he's the only guy that you would definitively, without question, take over Josh Allen. They've lost to Kansas City three times in the playoffs. I mean, Josh Allen is two or three plays away from being a multi-Super Bowl appearing quarterback and potentially Super Bowl winning quarterback. It's a moronic statement to make, and for some reason, Josh Allen has become the cover boy for who could be the biggest hater and say the dumbest stuff.
I'm sure Bills fans love hearing a lot of that. That's Dan Orlovsky on ESPN. That's the thing that Nick Wright was reacting to. One part of that, though, I would not agree with. And I think this is where, actually, Nick Wright got set off originally. The only thing Orlovsky says that I'd have a problem with is the idea that two or three plays away from multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, that's just not true.
That's just not true. Yeah.
They made one AFC Championship game.
And they were not close in
that
game.
They got smoked. Yep. McElroy, five over, just parred number 12. I want him in it. Right? It's not going to be as interesting if McElroy is not at the top. Like, seeing how he would react to pressure again after Pinehurst. I mean, if he just kind of falls apart here and falls out of the tournament and gets cut, I mean, that's going to be good. I mean, a lot of players are struggling. The wind is picking up. They just showed a clip on USA of Tiger on the putting green, and he couldn't make anything.
Listen.
Like from 7 feet, he was missing everything because the wind was so strong. And
I had a terrible range session yesterday before my round. Played great. Range don't mean crap.
Okay, so you're saying I should bet on Tiger then?
No.
I think that's what you just said.
No, I didn't.
You should go bet on Tiger.
No.
Listen, this is perfect in here, too. We got the TV in the other room that I can see that you can't.
I cannot see it.
Josh has got it on USA. I got Peacock in here. We have two different groups going at the same time.
Some feeds. We got hashtag
feeds.
Look
at this. Multi-screen. Multi-screen golf.
You ever hear of this? You ever hear this crazy thing? It's called picture in picture. Have you ever heard of it? I wish our TV had it.
Picture, like with the little box in the bottom left corner.
That used to be like the biggest thing.
Do TVs still have that?
No. It used to be really good. It used to be a thing.
The big giant box TVs that I grew up with they would have a little box in like the corner.
Yeah.
Which, what was that really for? Was anybody ever going to be able to see that little 3x3 box close enough to have it be worth it? Nobody was ever going to notice that. It was too small.
It's still a good idea. They should have expanded on the idea rather than just let it go to waste.
Speaking of Red Zone that Josh just mentioned, did you know there will be a Red Zone-like broadcast?
For college football?
For the Olympics.
Oh.
Gold Zone.
Gold Zone. Okay. And it's going to be hosted by Scott Hansen.
Oh, okay. I'll watch now.
You don't think that'd be a good idea? It bounces back like, okay, we got a break in the USA basketball game. Let's go over to, we got the 400-meter whatever over here. We'll take another break because
steeplechase.
Here comes the triathlon over here.
Yeah.
Like, we're bouncing back and forth. Oh, beach volleyball. Just one after the other. Scott Hansen. Let him lead me through anything.
Yeah.
Scott Hansen.
I'd like him to narrate my wedding.
Scott Hansen.
I'd like him to officiate my wedding.
Wait, I was going to say, officiate or narrate?
Both.
Because narrate would be funny. Justin Thomas, 3 under. Someone named Sam Hutsby is 3 under through 7. So
Sammy.
Everyone's struggling. This dude, Hutsby, is on fire, though, through the first couple. And as we mentioned, DeChambeau, McElroy have completely fallen apart early on in this round. 803-0550 is the phone number on this Allen talk. Bills Zoomies. We're going nuts. We're getting all the leftover energy out before the start of training camp, which is 6 days away at St. John Fisher. Rookies have already reported. More of like an orientation, though. They're not doing practice stuff. Rob in Connecticut's next up. What's up, Rob?
Good morning. First off, I'd like to apologize to Nate for calling you Joe earlier in the week.
Oh, we thought that was on purpose because we get told that we get told we sound a lot alike. So
that's probably where I made the mistake. Also, Joe's very aware of it. Nate, I don't know if you're aware of it, but I am legally blind, so I have to listen to the games. So I have to visualize everything that is happening. So I'm gonna put it to you like this, guys. I'm doing blind zoomies in my bedroom, knocking over every piece of furniture, listening to you guys, reliving what the Bills have done in the playoffs. And one of the things that drives me nuts is I call it passionate frustration because I love the team. And I try not to point the finger at anybody. It's a team effort. So here's my thing. 13 seconds, squib kick. That's all I have to say about that. I don't want to argue with you, Nate. You love to argue, too. So I don't want to argue with you. I agree with both Joe and you. You guys are on point. Now, here's my thing. I relive the last playoff game over in my head, over and over again. Because if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, coming out of, I call it the two-minute warning game. This is it. It's right there. Silver platter. 1 minute and 59 seconds. It was second and nine. All you have to do is let Josh do what he does as far as running the ball and eat up the clock and move the ball down and eat that clock, then score the touchdown to not give Kansas City. He threw the ball. Why are you throwing the ball? You threw the ball. Run it. Let Josh do what he does. That's the thing that frustrated me the most. I don't blame anything. All that, you know, the fake punt and Diggs dropping the ball, that happened before. We had our chance. 2 minutes to eat that clock. You didn't have to score right away. That's how I feel. And it always has frustrated me. It just eats me up. Second and nine, hand the ball up, or Josh runs it a little bit, get 5 yards. Then, you know, you might have the fourth and one. Get the fourth and one. You don't have to score right away. That just, it burns me. So with that being said, guys, you're always on point, but the two-minute warning game just bites my butt.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But
thanks,
what Rob. I will say, though, is the game, Sean McDermott almost handed them the football game before that mattered.
So, Jordan Poyer punching that football out
saved Sean McDermott
The whole summer would have been about
the whole summer being about Sean McDermott.
It would have all been about that call.
Correct. It kind of still is.
It's gone a little bit. It's gone under. How often do we talk about it?
Not a lot.
Like, it gets mentioned. It's not a main subject of the offseason.
Would it have been as bad as 13 seconds?
No, nothing could be that bad. No.
But they are literally...
Nothing could be that bad, and I do know. Do you remember this?
At this point, it's 34-24 if Hardman holds on to football.
The game's over. The game should have been over.
So
anyway.
The two-minute warning, that's what I'm... But that's the only reason I'm saying that the Diggs play is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
The drops are irrelevant. Missing the field goal is irrelevant because I think we all know if they make the field goal and there's a minute 43 on the clock, they're going down and they're going to win the game with a game-winning field goal. Yeah. And to be honest with you guys, I would rather have them lost the way they lost than kick that field goal, make it, and have Harrison Butker kick a 35-yard field goal with time expiring and then lose that way again to them.
Yep. I've said this, too. Like, I think that this is an unpopular opinion. I don't even mind at all that they approved a fake punt on 4th and 5. It was 4th and 5 at your own 30. There was 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You're down by 3, and you can't stop the Chiefs. My unpopular opinion is I don't even mind that they approved a fake punt. I just hated the execution of it. They've run fake punts in the past where, like, Logan Thomas threw a fake pass once to, might have been Saran Neal, and it was easy because nobody was expecting it or covering it. The element of surprise is what you need. My problem with that fake punt was always everyone saw it coming. Was it just me? I know I've heard others say that they noticed it. That Damar Hamlin was, one, in the game, and two, went in motion twice before the snap. What are you doing? The whole point of a fake punt, the only chance you have, you're not going to do it on scheme, you're not going to do it on the runner's skill. The only way it works is if you surprise the opponent. And you kind of lost that, I think, when you sent Damar Hamlin in motion twice. The only thing that could serve to do is the defense, the Chiefs are now going, look at Damar Hamlin back there. He's moving left, he's moving right, what's going on here? Your eyes are on him because he's moving. Why are you drawing any attention to the guy that's about to get the football when the only chance you had is surprising them? That was always my problem. I thought the play call was a bad... If you were going to run a fake punt, it was a bad way to do it. You were running the ball in fourth and five. You should have done some form of a pass. And two, why in the world were you having him move back and forth to draw attention to him?
Yeah.
It was so dumb.
Yeah. It was
and
bad.
And Poyer almost bailed them out. Poyer almost bailed them out. 803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, I think I've got a little trivia for you. We were playing around with the guys on the afternoon show. We were playing around with nicknames yesterday. There's one nickname. I want to have you guess at who this nickname is.
Hmm.
Pro Football Reference, they added this like a year ago.
It's really good.
All the nicknames.
It's
like
good.
Tom Brady is the Pharaoh. Despite the fact that has anyone ever heard him referred to as the Pharaoh?
No, but I like it.
Yeah. Kyle Brandt coming up at 9:30. The Bisons have an event coming up this week on Saturday against Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Kyle Brandt bobblehead giveaway, which that's why we're having Kyle Brandt on, so that'll be fun. We'll have Kyle on at 9:30. Stay tuned. This is WGR. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off till Bills training camp. Nate Geary is in today. It'll be Nate and Sal tomorrow. We had on Sean Syed yesterday from Sumer Sports. If you didn't catch that, check it out on demand. Really good. He watched, he had the exact number, all 407 of the XFL kickoffs. Watched every single one, charted them, and went through what teams tried, kick return-wise, kickoff-wise. My biggest takeaway from our conversation with him and his article is coaches are going to treat these like run plays. They're basically going to be big run plays.
Mm.
Like the blocking schemes, like he pointed out that in the XFL, coaches started pulling. Like a guard pulling around, like they had guy blockers pulling around the side. There were certain lanes they were shooting for. They're going to look like run plays, I think. And 97% of them got returned. So there's not going to be many touchbacks at all. Timeout here. More of your phone calls. Mark in Florida, hang on hold. We'll get to you first up. We got some open phone lines behind Mark if you want to get in. We're doing some Bill Zoomies here. Leftover energy before we get to training camp. Leftover from the Chiefs loss and all of the Allen discourse that we're hearing this week, which is pretty much most of it's nonsense, but hey, it's July 18th. If there's ever a time to participate in the silly Allen narrative debates, you know, today's probably the day. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off till Bills training camp. Nate Geary is in today. It'll be Nate and Sal tomorrow. We had on Sean Syed yesterday from Sumer Sports. If you didn't catch that, check it out on demand. Really good. He watched, he had the exact number, all 407 of the XFL kickoffs. Watched every single one, charted them, and went through what teams tried, kick return-wise, kickoff-wise. My biggest takeaway from our conversation with him and his article is coaches are going to treat these like run plays. They're basically going to be big run plays. Mm. Like the blocking schemes, like he pointed out that in the XFL, coaches started pulling. Like a guard pulling around, like they had guy blockers pulling around the side. There were certain lanes they were shooting for. They're going to look like run plays, I think. And 97% of them got returned. So there's not going to be many touchbacks at all. Timeout here. More of your phone calls. Mark in Florida, hang on hold. We'll get to you first up. We got some open phone lines behind Mark if you want to get in. We're doing some Bill Zoomies here. Leftover energy before we get to training camp. Leftover from the Chiefs loss and all of the Allen discourse that we're hearing this week, which is pretty much most of it's nonsense, but hey, it's July 18th. If there's ever a time to participate in the silly Allen narrative debates, you know, today's probably the day. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.